Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Baron, Brother and Sister, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 30th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Baron, I write to you, my brother, at this time, because I learn that you think of going to New Zealand. I think I would wait, and at the present time obtain all the instruction possible. You are not well versed in a knowledge of the Scriptures. You need to have a much better understanding of the Word than you now have. Study your Bible. You now have a good opportunity to secure the light that you need wherever you are and in whatever work you engage. You need a closer criticism of self, that you may not put your trust in self, but place your whole reliance upon the strong Helper. The evil heart of unbelief is the result of not seeking the Lord most earnestly. You need a much more sensitive conscience and a closer guarding of self. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto you. Wherever you are, uplift your soul to God, making your requests known to Him. To every man the Lord has given His work, but wherever you may go, the Lord would have you more thoroughly prepared to do the work given you of God. If you should now seek to obtain a knowledge of how to treat the sick, it would be a blessing to you. Then, wherever you went, you could give instruction to others by precept and example. There will be work to do in this line. I hope you will not move unadvisedly. Seek counsel from your brethren before making any hasty move. Carefully consider every step. The Lord Jesus Christ is not to be kept at a distance from us. He is the light and life of His people. The whole world lieth in darkness. The Prince of Darkness will ever exert to the uttermost His ability and strength in the defense and support of His own cause. His willing subjects are faithful and active. They are united in one common object, which is to magnify transgression and sin. If the Lord's servants were as zealous, wide awake, and persevering in the cause and work of God as Satan's servants are in his cause, there would be many more souls added to the Lord of them that believe. The present is a time of scourging and purifying, a time of warfare and trial. If the truth is allowed to possess the soul, it makes a place for itself. It is a necessity that it abide in the soul, a living, working agency. But the truth is not brought into the very life and character as it should be. Self occupies altogether too much space. The Lord will hear your earnest heart longings after Him. But self has not been crucified in you. Now make a change. Let the Holy Spirit work you. Humble your heart before God, and obtain what you most need, true godliness. Seek the Lord most earnestly. Always bear in mind, of myself I can do nothing. In Christ is my efficiency. The question arises, when shall thy people be reconciled to thee, and live and move in harmony with thy mind and will? All are now taking sides, binding themselves in bundles through their own course of action. The Lord help you to humble your own heart, and open the door of your mind, and let Jesus in. You will then have a treasure house from which to draw. You will be able to speak words to others that will be in season, that will impress their hearts. Consider the subject of taking a nurse's course of instruction, learning how to work for the sick.